All right, welcome back to the third hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe off today, Dr. Crane in studio with me, Brando behind the board. We talked all show long. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it Friday. Big event happening up in Clarksville on Friday night. The Nashville Cats taking the field, opening game at F&M Bank Arena. With that, we're proud to be honored to have him join the show right now, the mayor of Montgomery County, Mayor Golden. Mayor Golden, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and we're excited over here in Montgomery County.
Tell us how this all came together. I know the story because I've been involved with the Cats for a few years, but tell us how this came together with Montgomery County, you, and the Nashville Cats.
Well, they played a couple games here in Clarksville last year, and that was my first experience with arena football, and I absolutely love it. We took the whole family. It was high energy. And walking down the hall there, ran into Bobby, ran into Jeff Fisher, and talking with Coach Fisher, I said, so what's the chances of y'all being here full time? Because if you are, we can make this happen.
And then here we are, and then the game plays this the Friday night. You talk about last year experience being there. I was there for the two games, sold out, crowd loved it. I mean, what a great environment last year was to see the city come together for this event. The arena is beautiful. It truly was, Mr. Mayor, a great time last year at those two games.
Oh, and the whole community is just so excited. Season ticket sales have been going great. We have ours. Sponsors have been coming out to support businesses. Local nonprofits have already started to get involved with the Cats. So just the whole community wrapping their arms around this and getting excited for it.
We're talking to Mayor Golden, the Montgomery County Mayor, on the phone with us right now on the Chase and Big Joe Show. How important was it to have a permanent tenant at F&M Bank Arena, but a team or something inside that arena that you guys could call your own?
It's what the whole community's been starving for. You know, more things for our families to do right here in Clarksville, Montgomery County, without having to go to Nashville. It's what they've been asking for. It's what they want, and they're showing up to prove it.
How long have you been the Montgomery County Mayor?
Almost 4 years now.
I got to think in 4 years, you've seen the growth there just keep going and going. What is it about Clarksville, Montgomery County, that so many people are moving up to your city?
Well, I tell you, we have about 300 to 400 soldiers that transition out of Fort Campbell every month, and 36% of them choose to stay here with their families, which to me is a huge compliment to a community. And it's also the right type of people that you want in your community. Veterans that already understand what it means to serve others and help each other out.
Oh, it sounds
like a good place to live.
Yeah, I totally agree. I see it right with you when you talk about that. All right, talk about how downtown has embraced the Nashville Cats. We were down there last year. The restaurants were fantastic. I mean, you got a lot of good restaurants downtown Clarksville that people don't know about, but it was great to see, Mr. Mayor, all the restaurants come together down that little area near F&M Bank Arena come together. How important is that to the success, too, of the Nashville Cats?
It just gives you that whole experience. So you can go downtown, get something to eat, go to a Cats game. We have the downtown commons. It's a county park right in the middle of our downtown. And we're already starting to partner together with the Cats, doing some pregame stuff at some of our parks. And it's just all coming together. Everybody's excited. Everybody loves it.
I know the arena, F&M Bank Arena, that's the Preds. You had to work with them, right, to make all this go. And I guess we love the Preds here. We love the front office staff, how well they work with us. I got to think it's the same when you were working with them to make this deal come together.
Sure, yeah. All of us. And what I liked about it is everybody came together quickly and came to a decision. And I think that's something that we're proud of. Is we don't sit around and weigh on a lot of things. As we come together, we make a decision, move forward, and do what's best for Montgomery County as a whole.
I don't know if you've got this in front of you, but do you know anything planned Friday? I know there's going to be some the parties and tailgate going on Friday. Anything that you want to promote that's happening Friday?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm actually pulled off on the side of the road sitting in my truck right now.
But you guys did some stuff last year, but just get there early and enjoy downtown Clarksville.
That's right. That's right. All the restaurants are aware. There's a group where all the downtown business owners come together, and they've all been talking about it. I've been going to their meetings, and they're absolutely excited.
I love it. Mr. Mayor, I know you're busy. Thank you for your time. Please stop by Friday night and say hi. I'd love to meet you. And then go Cats.
Sounds good. Go Cats. Appreciate y'all.
There you go. Mayor Wes Golden, Montgomery County Mayor, getting ready for Friday night. What's happening up there with the Nashville Cats? Look, I mean, I'm telling you, not just because I'm on the TV call with George and Chase, it's fun. It's something to do. It's not expensive. 5,000 people in there, but more than that, maybe 6,000, going crazy.
I mean, that's a lot of people. Regardless of the number, at least having over 1,000 people is a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, for me, eyeballs are a lot, but when you have 6,000 people, a lot more eyeballs on the product.
And we'll take pictures that are not Photoshopped Friday night, too, as well.
Yeah, we're not going to live that one.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
We could do all that. So it'll be a fun time happening out there Friday night in Clarksville, in Montgomery County.
You have a favorite spot to eat out there, Joe?
I do not.
Oh.
I think the mail room is pretty good.
Okay.
I've been told that is a really good spot in Clarksville.
You think they should put a Sphere out in Clarksville?
Yeah. They should.
Where?
Probably off exit 11. Just have it out in a big field out there.
Another money grabber.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
The Manchester of,
what,
I guess, the
what show would you see at the Sphere? Who would you go see?
Man.
Backstreet Boys?
No.
Bet you would.
No. Who would I see at the Sphere?
So it's been U2, Zach Brown, Kenny Chesney.
Yep.
The Eagles. Sorry,
Eagles would be pretty good.
Not the Eagles, but Eagles.
Eagles, yep. That is a great question. Maybe RIP, Toby Keith.
You can't do. He's passed away.
I know, but I'm saying we're talking about live or not live.
It has to be alive. Not live.
I know, but just.
No, who would you go see?
I don't know, Joe. It's a good question. I mean, there are a lot.
Luke Combs, you love him.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of some other artists like that are now passed away.
No, we're not doing that. You can't do that.
I hate how you just put the parameters on a question.
No, you can't. Who are you going to see in the Sphere? Well, I'm going to see Toby Keith. That makes no sense.
I'm just saying in another world.
That makes no sense. Who would you see now that's alive that you'd see at the Sphere?
Probably Luke Combs, yeah.
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
He lives out in Dixon, I'm told.
Yeah. I mean, there are other ones out there. Maybe Blake Shelton. I think Blake Shelton's a pretty good artist, good musician. He does a good job.
You go see him?
Eric Church, another one that's good.
Eric Church.
Listen to that. I mean, you name it, Joe. Who would you like to see?
Would you see Yanni? What about Slim Whitman?
No. Nah. What about you? Who would you like to see? Enough about me. Please, more than you. You're just peppering questions left and right.
I think Kenny Chesney would be fun to see out there.
Why?
He puts on a good show.
In what way?
That the songs are good and it's exciting. Those are good. What? You're just like my mom when I come home. Where have you been? Out? Why? Where? What? When?
That's how I feel right now, Joe.
No, I say, who'd you like to see at the Sphere? And you're like, well, the Everly Brothers are dead, so not them.
Wouldn't it be cool if the Sphere was actually a Buc-ee's? So you'd be able to get, like, the Buc-ee Nuggets in intermission. I feel like the stands would be fantastic.
When we got to get you something with Buc-ee's remote or something going on. Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Go, the phones are good. We will not go the break. We'll take this call. Let's bring in our good friend Kenny the Mailman. Kenny, you take priority, buddy, over commercials.
Well, I love that so much. On the Arena League question, are there any new assistant coaches with the Cats this year?
Maybe. I probably should know that. I'll know by Friday.
I figured about five of them quit when you were hanging out the window of the championship game going, that's the stupidest call ever! What are y'all doing?
It was pretty dumb.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that. I do.
It was the most fun I've ever had listening to a game. It was on a Saturday.
Right.
I had to listen and work. You and Chase were like Laurel and Hardy in the booth, yelling.
We couldn't stop.
Like Chris Farley.
There was a couple of questionable calls that got me irate, but that's all right. It's a new year, new season. Oh no,
he got zapped.
He got zapped.
Oh, man.
The Postmaster General's like, not on my watch, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
You're not delivering on my watch. All right, we'll take a break. Is there? Kenny?
No.
All right, we'll take a break. Call back, Kenny. We'll take a break right here. This is Chase and Big Joe's show brought to you by the Omni National Hotel, 102.5 The Game.